Hello, people. This is the Bad Scientist Supreme, talking today about your immune system. Your immune system is basically, I consider, the core of you. Your bone marrow produces your immune system. Your bone marrow produces stem cells. Your bone marrow produces so much that is you. Well, when you get old, and some of you will, when you get old, your immune system stops working well. It's still there, it's just not working well. So old people tend to get, well, sick more often. And they get sick with things that younger people don't get sick with, such as cancer. Cancer, now this comes from two different articles. We're talking Science Magazine, 9 December 2022, page 1064, and Science Magazine, 30 September 2022, page 1488. We got under the first article, Immunology, Old, Particular, and Exhausted, how your immune system is old, very particular about what it attacks, and it's exhausted. It doesn't really do much anymore. And the other one is from about cancer, metabolite-driven anti-tumor immunity. Well, basically, you get old, your immune system doesn't attack the cancer anymore. I've covered this before, but it's worth repeating. They did a study many years ago. They took people that had donated their bodies to science, and after they died, normally your body gets disassembled and, you know, your eyes go here, your liver goes there, right? They take you apart and do organ donations. But if you were to die, like, say, in a car crash, and they don't find your body for a few hours, and, okay, it's too late, no organs can be donated. Well, then you go into the organ farm, and your body gets frozen, and they decide what you're going to do with you. Now, there's a lot of different experiments or studies that they do with these bodies. Well, one study they did was they sliced the people head to toe, very thin slices, and studied them under a microscope, and found that about 1 out of 5 people had cancer. If 1 out of 5 people have cancer, when we're not all dying of cancer, what's the deal? Well, the theory is that younger people get cancer on a regular basis. They keep getting it, and your immune system recognizes it and kills it. But when you get old, your immune system gets tired and doesn't work well anymore. So when you get cancer, your immune system says, I don't want to deal with it. And you die of cancer. Well, let's make you younger, and maybe that will also be a cure for many cancers. So, I'm back on the let's get young kick. Yes, in order to cure cancer, if we were to take all our cancer patients and infuse them with blood plasma from a young mammal and make them younger, it may boost their immune system so that their cancer also goes away. So, all right, that's worth a shot. And if nothing else, they'll live the last few months of their life as a younger person, young and healthy and dying of cancer, which, yes, there are some people that are young and do get cancer. And their immune systems are just not attacking that particular type of cancer. So, we're going to have still deaths of cancer, and there's a whole different article that I've covered recently about that, where they come up with a chemical that does stop most, well, it stopped one type of cancer at 100% rate, and they're testing it on other types of cancer now. And because of the mechanism it uses, there is a good chance that they're going to cure them all. So, well, cure most of them. There's a few types of cancer it wouldn't work on, but we'll see. But let's get younger and just live longer and better lives. I'm reading a book series. They call it LET, Life Extension Therapy. So let's do our LET and make ourselves younger. If any of you have a used but still functional plasma separation machine out there, I'm in the market. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.